The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
I'm all right. The same way, bro.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Beer Garden Recording Studio somewhere on the Ohio-Michigan border. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
You let me down, man. I woke up about an hour and a half ago, and I've been drinking ever since. I thought you were going to get off earlier.
No, not today, man. It didn't work out like that.
All right, well, I'm a little fucked up.
I hate to admit that I'm too.
Yeah. That reminds me. About two or three episodes ago, the ones where we were pretty hammered. Yeah. So after we got done recording, for some reason, I looked at my weight bench and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fucking work out. Did you know that drinking makes you weaker?
Obviously.
It wasn't obvious to me. I figured it gave you a little boost. Well, so I had whatever weight I got on the bench. I'm talking about bench press, right? So I'll put weight on there and then I'll keep going until I can get it up about 11, 12 times. Once I get to 11 or 12, I'll put more weight on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then generally I'll be able to put that up. Even when I add a little weight, I'll be able to put it up, you know, 6 or 7 times. So I got on there drunk off my ass after we recorded an episode. And when I got it up off of the rack and got it on my chest, I couldn't get it off. I had to throw it up.
Bitch.
I had to throw it on the floor.
You need a spotter, man.
Not normally. Only when I'm drunk. Jesus Christ. It's out in the garage now. My daughter's getting ready to move back in here. Pretty soon, this might be the last episode we do in this room. After tonight, it's probably going to be the, we're moving out to the Busch Gardens out in the garage.
No, we need to set up the new studio and call it the, Grab Her by the Pussy Studios. Dude, yeah, I don't know about you, man, but these holidays, man, I've been on a streak of just being wasted.
Oh, yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, man.
I've been,
same here.
I barely know what fucking day it is. I ain't got to work. I just wake up and drink. Doesn't matter if
what's wrong with that.
Doesn't matter if it's dark or light out. You know? Whatever, man.
I wake up, I get on my 2 feet, and I stumble my way, and it doesn't matter what's going on, what I gotta do, and I go to the fridge and I get on my 40 and then I handle the day.
Right. It's the way it should be.
The land of the free.
Right. Damn right. America.
America. But hey, so I finally fucking did something that we've been talking about the whole using the mics to talk to other people.
Oh, you did it? What happened? What was that about?
So let me go ahead and share my screen.
Oh, my bad. Hold up.
Yeah. No, good. So I got to interview one of my buddies at work.
Oh, shit.
And, and it was just a quick, like, one-minute thing. It wasn't anything special or anything.
Still, that's cool. We've been wanting to do that, yeah.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do that. And so...
Is it in there? It should be good.
Yeah, we're good.
All right,
so this is what I got with him.
What's this dude's name?
I'm finally making an on-the-scene recording here. I'm here with...
His name is Josh.
Okay.
But his wrestling name is Tessin Gates.
Wait a minute. What do you mean wrestling? Pro wrestling?
He's a wrestler. Yeah.
He probably knows some of my buddies from back home.
Yeah, he's from that area. He's from the Akron area.
Well, wow, shit.
He wrestles Salina and shit.
I'm telling you, he probably knows all my buddies.
So.
Which is weird because I'm not really into pro wrestling, but they are. I always used to pick on them about it.
You're into midget wrestling.
I do follow them on Instagram. What's it called? I forget. The midget wrestlers. I don't know. It just popped up and I'm like, hey, this is kind
of
interesting.
One of our listeners. When he got asked by a girl that I liked straight up at Ventura's out in Swanton or whatever.
Yeah.
And she asked us both, like, would you guys ever bang a midget? And dude, I hesitated. He did not. He's like, absolutely. And the way he said it, dude.
I don't think I would fuck a midget.
They got to be proportionate.
No, I can't.
All right.
It's just not. There's something. It's not right.
Abandoned ship. All right. So here's what I recorded with Tessin Gates. Check it out.
Hey, so I'm finally making an on-the-scene recording here. I'm here with Tessin Gates. He's not famous right now, but he will be in a little bit. You might catch him on WWE or AEW.
Oh, shit, man. You're doing too much.
Or NJPW.
Oh, shit. Anywhere but AEW.
So what do you think about Big Mike?
Listen, man, y'all need to stop calling her Big Mike, man. That's my auntie, Mimi. All right? I've known her my whole life. She always been there for me. Her and Uncle Barry.
What did they ever do for you?
Anyways, you keep asking about the aliens in Miami. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. I mean, they just came, took over the internet, and vanished. No logical conclusion ever even came from it.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing ever was told about it. But it's funny, the Kardashians just talked about it in one of their episodes. Rob Kardashian came back on, and that was the one thing he talked about. Was the aliens in Miami. I know what happened in Miami. I was there.
Shit. 305.
305, Mr. Worldwide. Fucking Pitbull here. I'll tell you one day, though, what happened.
Oh, shit. I look forward to hearing all about it.
All right. Signing off.
Hey, so...
That dude's from Akron?
No, he's from here, but he wrestles... For a thing out there.
I guarantee, I'm not going to say no names. I guarantee you right now, I can tell him two names, and he's going to know exactly who they are.
Xavier?
What's that?
Xavier?
No. But... I'm gonna tell you this: me and one of the dudes got the same tattoo. We was in the same gang, and he's super into fucking pro wrestling. He runs the shit out there. And then there's another dude that's like a fucking tiny man. Your camera's fucking up.
Yeah, I did. Trying to figure it out.
So how's things going with the FBI?
So they've been doing like background investigations on me. And I've been reaching out to different courts and shit. Because there's some shit that's like not tied to me. It's somebody else with the same name.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Dude, I think somebody stole my fucking identity.
Oh, that's a pretty... how many Hispanic people you think there are named Julio? Oh, I'm not going to say your full
Julio's
name.
Like the, Julio's like the... Julio's like the John or the Mike.
Right. And then your last name is pretty common, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like the Smith.
Right, right.
Yeah. Julio Smith. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, apparently, I took out a mortgage. I have a Capital One credit card from, like, years ago that I never used.
Like, so that's affecting your employment, or what?
Well, I got an answer to it. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
In this line, you gotta like at least recognize some of the shit that's on your record. That's all that they really care about. But I didn't know this shit was on there. I'm like, God damn, I wish that I had that credit card back in 2017. I wish I'd have had a mortgage. I sure don't. Who the fuck is doing it? And it's funny, like the first person I question is like my dad. He's got the same name.
Yeah.
Like he lives, you know, like in Ohio and Toledo, Sylvania. But it's not him either.
I mean.
So, yeah, it's been like just jumping over hurdles. But it'll be good because I feel like I'm taking care of things that I think I didn't know about.
Right.
You know, like little silent landmines.
Right.
So it's a good thing. It's a good exercise. I think everybody should definitely do that. Look into your credit history, your credit report, and see what the fuck is on there because, damn.
Well,
you know, I have a popular fucking Latin name, and these fuckers are using my identity. You know, look into yours.
Before it was the FBI, now... It was called the Bureau of Investigation. All right. And everybody knows that J. Edgar Hoover was a crossdresser. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Y'all, you didn't know about that?
I think I had heard something about it, but I don't remember at the moment. So refresh my mind.
Well, he had dirt on Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge was a faggot. All right. I don't know if he fucked him himself. I don't know what happened, but J. Edgar Hoover had some dirt on Calvin Coolidge. And next thing you know, he's the director of the Bureau of Investigation, which became the FBI. So from day one, it's been some gay, you know, it's all about fucking manipulation and blackmail. It's been like that from day one. And
like exerting dominance.
Right. It's like I always tell Carl, it's not gay if you're teaching him a lesson.
Wow. Wow, that's all what right. You want to call it now, huh?
And then it became Teddy Roosevelt in 19. Roosevelt only became president because McKinley got assassinated by I can't even pronounce this motherfucker's name. I'm not even gonna try. Leon, I can't do it. CZOLGOSZ in Buffalo, New York. He shot McKinley on September 6, 1901, and he didn't die until the 14th. And then Roosevelt was sworn into office. I'm pretty sure J. Edgar Hoover was fucking McKinley or fucking Roosevelt too. I don't know what was going on.
On the wheelchair?
Maybe he was forcing himself on Teddy orally. I don't know what was going on.
I can just imagine that wheelchair.
I don't know if I'm going to release this. It's already fucked up.
It's all right. Let's make it more fucked up. So I have a friend, an acquaintance, and they're really cool. They're a cool couple.
Yeah.
But something happened. They had accidents, and they lost all their teeth. And so
both of them
had to get like, yeah. So they both had to get like, I don't know what the fuck you call them, dentures.
Yeah.
But dude, like, I can't stand people without teeth. So like, I live by a speedway, and I know a lady that works there, and if I see her car, like, I have known to learn her car. If I see her car parked there, I do not go there. It's because I don't know what it is about people with like no teeth, but they're always like
I know what you mean.
They want to make it a point that they don't have fucking teeth, that it's just gums, and it grosses me out. And I don't know, I kind of feel bad that I feel this way, because I appreciate my friends, but I don't know, I kind of don't want to like do certain things with them, you know. I don't know, it's a turnoff. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, I was just looking at my Instagram, and I haven't been at work since our last episode, so I have absolutely nothing new on my clips. I'm not going to release this episode.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think I am.
Yeah, you are. So I got some clips.
All right, we'll bring it.
All right, so check this one out. This is going to blow your mind. This is about Google. Let's share my screen here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Pretty girl, talk about Google.
Did you know that Google's GPU is
I don't find Adreno, her attractive.
And their browser is literally called Chrome. And I'm a conspiracy theorist, but that's more than a coincidence. Did you know that Google's GPU is called Adreno? And their browser is literally called Chrome. And I'm a conspiracy theorist, but that's more than a coincidence. Did you know that Google's GPU
that?
Is called Adreno?
Okay, what is the thing called Adreno?
GPU.
What is that?
That's the processing unit.
Huh. Yeah, that is interesting, but yeah.
Yeah. And that pretty girl brought it up to our attention. I know you don't find her attractive.
She's too young, man. I don't, I told you, so my wife and one of her friends, they grew up together, both Asian, and, my wife's friend is from Laos, but her husband is from, Thailand. And so he wanted, you know, he's got money and shit. He wanted to fucking flaunt that and take me out. He goes, I'm buying everything. You don't pay, you're not going to pay for nothing. I'm like, all right. So first thing he does is takes me to a titty bar. And I'm like, I said, man, I want to leave. I got fucking daughters this age. I don't want to be here right now. You know, I just don't fucking, I don't, I'm not into that shit. He's like, all right, we'll go to another bar. You know, that's just the way I am, man. And I'm not talking shit about the chick that you just showed because she was young, but she also had a big ass forehead. Like a five head, maybe?
Maybe.
See, now you got me talking shit about somebody for no reason. What the fuck, Julio?
It's because you're so judgmental. I appreciate everybody.
But yeah, I don't know. You're right.
You're just a player hater.
No, I just don't look at young women in that way. Because I'm not a pervert, like you.
Let me show you a real woman here. Two clips of a real woman.
What the
Two clips of a real woman. Look at this. Beautiful lady.
I got a Glock and a Beretta. Let's do it.
It's too quiet. See, now we're doing this shit again. Valentina Gomez.
Yeah, and then this one.
The free? I wanted a big, but this one is a little more tactical. Happy 4th of July. This is the land of the free because of the brave. God bless the greatest nation to ever exist.
She's pandering to voters.
Dude,
I mean, plain and simple.
For her.
Huh?
I wish I could vote for her.
Where's she from?
I don't even know, but I would move there.
Dude,
vote for her.
One side of my fucking nose is so fucking, it's the middle of fucking summer and I got some kind of a cold. It's fucking ridiculous.
You just need to do some cocaine on that side. That's it.
Yeah, I probably do. Wish I had some. Now you got all these FBI agents listening to this show. They already were anyway. Now that you're doing background checks and shit, they're like,
yeah,
man,
dude,
Fox is more crooked than Julio. Yeah, I am.
Julio's the good guy. He's the good kid.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try to get a job with the FBI. They're my opponents.
Listen to this grandma. I love this grandma's take on shit. And it kind of comes on at the end, but it's legit. Check it out.
It's too quiet. I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. Cut it off.
All right. Yeah. And
I don't know why that happens, dude. I don't understand it. You know, but like, have you gone back and listened to any of these episodes?
Yeah.
You know how, like, you can't even hardly hear some of this shit? We can't do that.
So
it's a no for me, dog.
I get it. So this 92-year-old granny was being told about furries in school by her daughter, an adult daughter.
Yeah.
And she couldn't believe it. And so she says you can just bark at the teacher and they can't say anything about it because it's how you identify. You identify as an animal. And the grandmother responds, especially at the end, says it all. Her response was, this is no longer America.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's... That's the truth, honestly. Like, there's no way.
I'm bringing up white dolomite.
Dolomite.
You ready?
Ready.
I can't remember if I played this one last time or not.
What's up, my nigga? Huh? Yes, my nigga. Yes, sir. You my nigga.
Can't be doing that, bro. Like, come on, bro. You know that shit not good for the culture.
What's up, my nigga? He's my nigga.
And you think that shit cool, right? That nigga just bugged out. What the fuck wrong with that nigga?
What's up, my nigga?
Yo, bro, chill, bro. Like, you bugging like something like that. Like,
my, you my nigga.
Bro, you know the meaning behind that word, my guy?
Like, my nigga, sorry.
Yo, bro, chill. Like, stop walking around and shit doing that, bro. For real, fuck around, nigga. Gonna fuck around and smack you out here, bro.
You my nigga.
Shit real out here, bro.
Huh?
Yo, bro, chill.
No, bro, bro, yo, bro. Bro, it's a prank, it's a prank. It's a prank, man.
That's my ass, bro. Get up the block with that shit, my nigga. Like, for real, bro. Nigga, don't do that over here. Bro.
Okay, my work. My nigga. What's up, my nigga? What's up, my nigga?
Oh shit!
That's just dangerous, man. Like, I don't know. Like, why is it tolerable for some people to express themselves that way, but not others? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like for example, like if somebody calls me a spick. I want to know, like, why?
I don't give why a fuck about none of that shit. I'm really a honky, right?
Fuck, honestly.
Cracker?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I am a spick. I mean, I did come across the border. I did wet my back. I'm a wetback. Whatever the fuck you want to call me. It doesn't offend me. It doesn't define me.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. You know, and if you want to use it, like,
well,
I'll laugh with you.
It's because they use it like some people, if they're weak and they're needy, and they use it as they weaponize it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fucking weaponize shit and try to use it as a tool. You know, it's a fucking word.
Yeah. You know, I made a post for 4th of July, and it was about thanking my mom and dad for believing in the American dream and journeying to ensure I had it better. And I said, "You accomplished the American dream. I admire everything my immigrant parents who didn't know English have accomplished and what they passed on to their kids. Happy Independence Day." You know, my mom and dad, like, you can call them a spick. You can call them, like, illiterate, whatever the fuck, and it doesn't define them. Like, why are there people that are so stuck on a word? Is that just a defense mechanism?
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think in deep down they really like it, and they feel like that makes them entitled to more. You know, like this country owes them something because, oh, somebody just called me the N-word, so now I deserve more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really pathetic. All right? Yeah. Motherfuckers just need to put on their big boy pants and grab their nuts and fucking live their life like a man. And if you can't do that, all right, I'm not going to get on a fucking roll here. Don't get me going, Julio.
Dude, like, my parents, I'm sorry, like, I have my differences with them and whatever, but goddamn, they have accomplished everything that any one of us would want to accomplish. You know, owning a home, the American dream. You know, like, owning a home, 3.5 children, whatever the fuck the definition is. you know, like having retirement plans.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I got one brother and one sister. They're all younger than me.
Why'd you say 3.5?
Because that's, isn't that like the average or whatever?
Well, did you have a dog?
Huh?
Did you have a dog?
Yeah.
All right, there's your half.
All right. But they accomplished what a lot of people here that were born in the United States, citizens, got our education system. They accomplished everything that some of those people have not been able to accomplish.
Right. Yeah. No.
It's amazing. Like my dad just traded in his Honda Civic for like a Dodge Ram. Like that's fucking awesome.
Nice. That's what I drive.
Like those are big accomplishments for people that came from absolutely fucking nothing. We came from a socialist, communistic country, you know, and they fled on foot across multiple countries to get here.
Right.
And yet they've been able to accomplish the American dream. How is it that you were fucking born in this country and you got nowhere? How is it that you're blaming everybody else? I don't get it.
You know what's funny about that, Julio? All right, so Biden's letting all these people flood through the border and shit. And Trump is against letting people cross the border with no paperwork or anything. And so Biden thinks all these motherfuckers are going to vote for him. But if you talk to like a Mexican or where are you from? El Salvador, Nicaragua.
Fuck you, man.
But all these people that come from South America, typically fucking Cuba. You talk to a Cuban, those motherfuckers are hardcore right wing. They're fucking extremists. And a lot of the fucking...
And you know why?
Because they already know what it's like in a socialist country. They already fucking know. He don't know what the fuck he's doing. I don't know what their plan is. A lot of people think they're fucking training some of these guys like in fucking Ukraine and shit, and they're bringing them over here for the blue helmets. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm not airing this episode.
No, what they want to do is they want us to not have a national identity. They want us to lose that because they want to blend and jumble all these different identities, all these different races, all these different ideologies and religions. And then because there's so much confusion in everything, then there's going to become a whole new world order to take over it. That's the plan.
Of course it is. Klaus Schwab himself would tell you that.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work because America was already the melting pot. That's how we started out. A lot of it was from Europe, yeah, but it was from everywhere else too, you know? And they're fucking idiots. I mean, they're making mistakes left and right.
Yeah. But going back to like, we gotta like branch off the fucking government, man. Like the people that feel that, you know, like the government has too much control really need to step it out there and recognize the fact that there's more of us thinking the same way than the opposite. You know, like I have a lot of friends that try to live off the grid, and right. I have yet to do it myself. But I like this clip about this guy who was talking about his, like he grows his own food, and check it out. Check out what he has to say.
All right.
If you're a child, then you just keep scrolling past this. All right, now I'm fucking pissed and I'm going to make a video about it. I got a call from the Department of Health saying that they got a complaint from somebody in a local Facebook community group saying that we sell pickles and green beans, which we do. We would sell pickles and green beans. We haven't sold any yet. But it pisses me off because what the fuck was America founded on? We're getting ready to go into the 4th of July to celebrate our independence and our fucking freedom. 2 days before that, I get a call from the health department that says, no, you can't sell the fucking products you make on your own farm. That's the whole goddamn America dream. We buy our own fucking land, we produce our own food, and we can sell our own food. That's what fucking America was built upon. And now, we gotta have the fucking government come out and inspect it and have a commercial facility. Well, that's fucking ridiculous. I am absolutely the cleanest fucking person. Me and my wife are clean fucking people, and we make sure anything with food, we sterilize it, everything is absolutely clean, and we even carry insurance to make sure that if you were to get sick, that we were covering you by our insurance. I don't understand why the government has to get involved with all this shit or why we have so many laws and regulations. And whoever reported it, fuck you.
Damn Skippy.
Pesticides on it. We offer a different solution that doesn't have all those chemicals, doesn't have preservatives. It's all actually organic shit. So if you reported that, fuck you. If you plan on ever reporting that, fuck you. And make sure you go to work on Thursday instead of celebrating the 4th of July because you don't deserve the fucking freedoms we got. That's all I got. Fuck the government.
America.
He ain't wrong, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm obsessed with this Valentina Gomez lady.
She's not good looking. I don't know. I can't get a good look. It's always far away. All right, now what are we looking at? What's that about coffee?
Yeah, so apparently there's been moldy coffee being sold in the United States.
And most of South America.
Is it fair to say that a majority of the coffee you're getting at a regular coffee shop is moldy?
I will say that in the U.S., there are no laws protecting us from mold toxins in coffee. But in Japan, China, Europe, and most of South America, there are government limits on mold toxins in coffee. And on an old video, I have the former president of the Specialty Coffee Association talking about how, when he was in Japan, they rejected 1,000 shipping containers full of coffee beans because they had mold. And I said, what did you do with it? He said, we sent it to the U.S. because it's legal. I am not making this up. I did not cause governments around the world to make mold standards. People say, well, it's roasted, it goes away. But the poison that's left is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, so cockroach is like dark, you know, like, I'll just say that like a pile of fucking coffee beans is like a cockroach's dream. So how many cockroaches you think get grinded up in that shit?
Yeah.
But I don't care. I mean, I've eaten worse. And if you don't know about it, it really doesn't make a difference. Probably like a small percentage, you can't even fucking detect it.
Yeah, the FDA allows a certain percentage of, rat droppings and insect parts and shit.
Or human DNA.
Or human DNA, you're right.
Which is fucking weird.
Still like her, though.
Did you see?
Huge.
This is huge. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Did you see where Marjorie Taylor Greene was? She was basically getting on Fauci. Did you see that?
No.
Let's see if I can find it. You got any clips?
Yeah, I got a Dr. Phil one.
All right, bring it up. I love Dr. Phil. Ugh. I'm still on white dolomite. Let's see what else
phone I got. Numbers and addresses. Do we check those out?
This soundbite. My understanding is that you went to the southern border. Now you're saying that you're going to give people facts. What did you take away from that experience, and what kind of reporting are you going to be bringing back from that experience?
I'll tell you a fact I took away. I talked to the head of all the border guards down there, the head of the union. I asked him straight up, kids are coming over the border with numbers written on them, phone numbers and addresses. Do we check those out? He said, well, we call them. Is it possible that we're sending them into known prostitution rings or sweatshops? He said, it's not possible. It is absolute. We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution and sweatshops.
Let's play this soundbite.
What do you think about that?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil, man. Remember I used to talk shit about him?
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
He's 100%, man. I'm sorry, Dr. Phil.
And it's kind of coincidental. Uh-huh. It was a year ago that the Sound of Freedom was released.
Oh, okay. So the anniversary,
like around, yeah, like 4th of July.
Okay, shit, I didn't realize it. Man, we've been going a long fucking time.
Yeah, but dude, like, people cannot connect the dots that the issue with the border is because the United States is the biggest absorber and user of child trafficking. They cannot connect those dots. They don't want to.
No, they don't want to.
Yeah, you know, like, shit happens everywhere else, but I'm telling you, like, there's a reason the border isn't closed.
What was
I don't know, man.
What was I going to bring up?
How am I supposed to know?
I told you. But then once I clicked on it, I still got White Dolomite on here. So I'm going to play White one.
Dolomite? No sound.
No?
You need a blowjob? No, for him.
Yeah, he did this.
Oh, hell no.
No, I'm talking about my boy. We got a landscaping company. He's looking for a professional blower. We start $12 an hour. You trying to get...
Oh, yeah, I already did that. Let's see what this one is. Wow, look at that.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I swear I've seen you before, but I'm going to ask you a favor. Mm. Can I do a video with you to make my ex-girlfriend jealous?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Come on, let's get her ass.
This you topping me off tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Ball sack and all that.
I guess that's what we're doing.
Oh, my God. See, I can't be dealing with this now. That's...
Excuse me.
That was a good one. Let's see. Here's another one.
I like your car, my nigga. Your car is nice, my nigga. You my nigga. Bro. My nigga, stop, my nigga.
You know what?
My nigga.
You know what?
My nigga, please. No, bro, it's a prank, bro. You see the camera over there? I like your car, my nigga.
Oh, shit. He's about to get his ass put up here. Let's look at this one.
What's up, my nigga?
Bro, what the fuck?
Huh?
Hey, do you know where you at?
I just said, what's up, my
nigga? Bro, who the fuck are you, fool?
What's up, my nigga?
Hey, bro, do not be coming over here like that. Nigga, what's up with you, bro?
What's up, my nigga? Listen, what's up, my nigga?
All right. I can't remember what the fuck I was looking up, dude. White Dolomite fucked me up. God damn it.
Dolomite. But I got this one. This one might piss you off. So a judge apparently ordered a mom to take down her social media on her daughter's death on being bullied, in which her child died, obviously. And she was 13 and was bullied. The parents aware of the bullies don't want their kids harassed, nor do I. But you should take everything from them and put them in therapy before causing a child to kill themselves. But yeah, they're making the mom feel like bad.
I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me $5 more? I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me $5?
It's just playing music. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just kind of music, but the name of the mom is Heather Wyatt,
mm-hmm.
And she got asked to take down her page for Aubrey Wyatt. She was 13 and she was bullied. And this is bullshit, I think. I'm sorry. If your kid bullied my kid to death, I should be allowed to kind of like, I mean, I'm not harming the kid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just making a social media post. I think my kid would deserve that.
Right.
I think it's kind of bullshit.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's... I mean, they got these kids on so many fucking different pills and shit, you know? It's like, you got to wonder if it was that, did that have anything to do with it too? Because, I don't know, I think they're just making people weaker these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
They're making them more dependent on shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And that's kind of like, all right, so I have my fucking problems. I'm a very complex individual, fucked up individual. And I think it has something to do with the fact that there are a lot of things going on with me, but I refuse to take, like, the easy option. I think I would rather deal with them, like, through regular ways instead of, like, taking a drug. You know, like we talked about it with that that soldier that got killed that you interviewed the dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was from pills, man. And yeah, it only took like a week.
I was on that exact medicine, and I stopped it. I didn't feel right, and I've had that experience with a lot of things. And the thing is, right now, the popular drug going on right now is Ozempic.
Oh, no. That's you've heard of that, right? Oh, yeah. That's to lose weight, right?
Yeah. That's the... Well, I don't know what to call it, but that's the easy way to lose weight.
Oh, that is...
You know what I mean?
I think all these fucking petroleum-based pharmaceuticals are fucking... They're evil.
They are. But it's a quick easy answer to something, you know. Like they you don't need to put any effort into something. You can just take a pill. You know what I mean?
Right. That's not the way.
And so, in a couple of years here, in about 20 years, we're gonna have a commercial on the radio or the TV that says, "Hey, if you or someone you knew took Ozempic, you might be entitled to some money."
Oh, shit. That's not going to take 20 years, bro. Trust me. It's not going to take anywhere near 20 years.
Like that's really what's going to happen. And I don't know. Like, I know people that take it. And yeah, they've lost weight. But it's like, you look weird. You don't look right. And if you stop it, what's going to happen?
Right.
You didn't really change your habits.
I know people that take fucking testosterone pills. Like, motherfucker, do you understand that testosterone is what makes a man a man? So you're taking pills because your body is not making you manly enough? You know, it just don't make no fucking sense. If you got to take testosterone to get hard, what's going to happen when you stop? So now you got to take these pills all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking at these white Dolomite videos. All right, check this one out. Oh, my God.
Excuse me, how you doing? Can I, what's your name?
Connie.
Oh, you are beautiful.
Thank
you. Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Can I do a video with you to make my ex-girlfriend jealous?
Sure.
Let's make her jealous.
Come all on. Right.
This one topping me off tonight. Yeah. Ball sack and all that.
Uh-huh.
You for real?
Nice and deep.
Nice and deep. Oh, my God.
That That dude makes some good videos.
What are you trying to do? Like, fucking turn me on or something?
Yeah, I don't know where he. Yeah, I don't know where he was at there. That was something else. Jesus, he's got more than one of those. Oh my! Look at this one. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Look at this shit.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
You are gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're there. But can I ask you a favor? Can I do a video with you to make my ex-girlfriend jealous? Come on.
This who topping me off tonight. Yeah. Ball sack and all that. This is you bringing those with.
That's a good idea.
What?
I mean, he just walks up and says, "Hey, can I get a selfie and make my ex-girlfriend jealous?"
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them said yes, but a lot of them probably said no too, you know. He's not going to air those.
Dude, that is the story of my life. All right, so honestly, men need to know that they're okay. Take, like, the more shots, don't be afraid to take your shot. You might actually be more surprised than you think. Like, a lot of us feel like down and depressed sometimes, you know, because we feel inferior, we feel like we're not manly enough, or we feel like we're not good looking. But I kid you not, take your shot. It's worth it, because you might find out that somebody just is kind of okay grooving with you.
Right.
Even if it's just for a video, even if it's just for a photo. I'm telling you, like, it's a real thing. I myself have experienced it and lived it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the concert that I went to where I've been trying to find a damn picture, but I can't find it right now.
I think you did tell me.
I went to a concert by myself. I meant to go with my daughter, but she had a softball game that day. And I went to it, and I actually ended up hanging out the whole night with a porn star.
Yeah. I think you told me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Like, a very unlikely scenario. And the thing is, I was hanging out with a bunch of guys because I went there by myself. So I found other people that were there by themselves. And we were all hanging out, and we were all looking at this chick. And she was by herself, or at least it looked like it. And I took the chance on going up there and saying, "Hey, you know, like, you look great. Can I take a picture with you?" And she said yes. And she said she liked my shirt, which was, "I identify as a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so." Yeah. And that was it.
I got a story. I got a story, but I got to take a piss and get a beer. Mm-hmm. All right. Remind me when I get back. It's about the prom queen and my house when my mom moved to California. I'm going to pause it.
Okay.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm fucked up. All right.
A little bit.
All right, so I was going to tell you the story about... All right. I can't remember if I've ever talked about this on this show or not, but when I was like 16, 17, my dad got caught cheating on my mom. Did I have to ever tell you about that?
No.
Well, and she basically had a nervous breakdown. She threw him out. She threw him out, and then he was supposed to move into my grandparents' house. But he wound up moving in with the chick he was fucking around with. So then she was even more pissed off. So she like had a fucking nervous breakdown and wound up moving back to California that's where I was born at. And my aunt lived out there, right? So she
That's why you're such a fucking liberal, huh?
I'm not liberal at all. Come on, dude. I do the Conspiracy Soldiers podcast. What the fuck are you talking about? But I think she moved in with my aunt. I think she did. And anyway, she moved to California. And she wanted me to go with her. I'm like, I ain't going to fucking California. So I basically had the whole house to myself. And it became like a fucking party spot until there was no electricity. But I was talking about this prom queen, right? Well, she was from one of these schools where not only was she the prom queen, but it was like one of these wealthy schools where you had to pay to go there. So she was rich and hot. And my dad was a truck driver, and he basically just got used to me having like all these fucking hillbillies over there just fucking passed out all over the place drunk. And so he would stop there on his way before he did his route, and he would throw everybody out. Right? So basically not every night, but like just every once in a while, he would just show up and be like, start telling people like, wake up, get the fuck out of here. Get out. And he would just start throwing motherfuckers out. Right. Well, this one night there wasn't nobody there except me and the prom queen. And we were fucking, I mean, we weren't fucking at the time, but we were sleeping. So he comes in, he's looking for people. Well, there's nobody there except me and her. We're up in my bed. And so he comes up into my bedroom and he's like, hey, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, fuck's your problem? I said, it's just me and her. He's like, I don't care. Get out of here. I told him. And so he went back downstairs. I said, just drive around the block and come back. He's got to go to work. And so I said, Dad, why are you fucking with me? She's a fucking prom queen from Hoboken. He goes, I wouldn't fuck her with your dick. Get her out of here.
What the fuck? I wouldn't fuck her with your dick. What does that mean?
He used to like if he heard something on a movie, he would try to use it later in life. That's how he does it. Yeah, man. He likes, yeah, that's just the way my dad is, man. He's funny. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about.
The prom queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, one of my favorite stories is I did date the prom queen from my all guys school.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, you just said you went to an all guys school and you dated the prom queen. I don't understand.
It was still a chick.
How?
She was from one of the all girls schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And going back to what I was talking about guys need to just have confidence,
right?
And take their shot. This was an early example of me kind of doing that, like kind of just throwing myself out there. Like, anybody would have told me that she was out of my realm or whatever, but you know, I still reached out to her and she recognized my worth, I think, and she gave me a chance and we had a good time. And it was cool.
Yeah.
And to this day, like, nobody would have ever thought that I would have that I dated. I mean, I've always been a fat guy. I've always been chubby in some way, shape, or form. Like Lily always tells me, my daughter always tells me, like, no wonder, you know, like nobody liked you. And it's like, whatever, bitch. You know, but still, I still had a great time in high school. I mean, even though I went to an all-guy school, like, I wasn't a virgin after sophomore year. And I had a great time. I dated beautiful women, beautiful chicks that, you know, like, even, you know, like, right now, like, I'm talking about, like, she was the homecoming queen. And I don't know, like, take your shot.
Right, trust
me.
Right.
Trust me. I think as humans, we need more than we think. Like you don't know what somebody lacks and how, not how you can, like, just fuck them, but in terms of, like, hearing something positive. Like, I constantly, like, for example, so I was at a job interview the other, you know, like, a couple weeks ago, and one of the guys, he was wearing a dress shirt, but his collar was all fucked up. I said, hey, let me fix your collar. And he let me fix it. You know what I mean? Like, we're in the same competition for the same job, but I want you to look your best, especially when it's a younger person. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's, I like doing shit like that.
All right, so like when I was about 5 years old, my old neighborhood, there was a family from Thailand around the corner. And this little girl from Thailand became my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? You know, 5 year old, nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? But my wife loves that story because she's from Thailand. So you know what I'm saying? Like this girl's name. I'm not gonna say her name, but I don't even know what the fuck I was getting at, but. When I talk about that, like, I will tell you this. So my sister told my mom that, you know, such and such around the corner is my girlfriend. And she was like, my mom basically told me, don't ever bring one home. You know what I mean? What? Like, she was being racist. Yeah, that's the way it was back then. But apparently I didn't listen because I'm married to one now and she's my, you know, that's my partner for life. So.
Fuck yeah.
You know.
I love you too.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I expect you, if I die today, is it far-fetched for me to think that you will look out for my family?
Of course not. I would.
And same here. Like, if you died today, I would also look after yours. That's all it was.
That's what it's about, man.
That's what it's about. Taking care of one another.
I'm still scrolling White Dolomite. And he fucking...
You would have White Dolomite.
I'll tell you what, man. I think he goes out looking for hot chicks because I don't know. Yeah. All right. How long we been going? Jesus. About
not
an
long
hour?
Enough.
Hour?
Not long enough.
Okay. All right. Oh, shit. Hold up. Did you hear about this? The FBI abuses security clearance to purge conservatives?
No, I did not.
All right. I hope it's not a video. All right. The FBI is abusing its security clearance process to purge political conservatives from the Bureau, according to recent whistleblower disclosures reviewed by the Post. The Federal Law Enforcement Agency's Security Division has been suspending or revoking clearances for employees whose political affiliation or COVID-19 vaccination status are suspect. A supervisory special agent who formerly worked in the division alleges. The unnamed agent, who is described as a registered Democrat and represents the nonprofit and power oversight, further claims that high-ranking officials in the division believed if an FBI employee fit a certain profile as a political conservative, they are viewed as security concerns and unworthy to work at the FBI. You're not getting in. In the case, Marcus Allen, not the running back, a former FBI staff operations specialist, suspended without pay for more than 2 years, the officials ignored possible exemplary information and overruled investigation, who concluded SOS Allen's alleged allegiance to the United States was not in question and that the suspension of his security clearance was not warranted. That decision came after Allen informed the supervisor at the FBI Charlotte field office that he did not intend to take the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't know. I don't think you're going to get in there, Julio.
Nope.
Especially not with that hat.
Not with that hat. Not with this hat.
Don't wear it.
What does the hat say?
It says Trump, and it has a lightning bolt underneath it.
America.
It's. I think that lightning bolt might be racist.
I don't think so.
I got a hat like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Julio brought me a hat just like that. He bought two of them at the same time.
I got three of them.
Oh, yeah. Who's got the other one?
I ain't found somebody worthy.
What?
Yeah. Fuck everybody. I'm waiting for somebody worthy. So,
you showing me pictures from the concert?
Yeah. This is that girl that everybody was talking about. Like, and nobody went up to her and talked to her. And I went up to her and I said, hey, you know, how's it going? You know, like, who are you here to see? Regular conversation. And she was super cool.
Yeah. Right. That's all you got to do. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Take your shot. You have no idea how powerful you are, guys. Honestly.
But,
you know, if you have good energy, good intentions, and you don't have, you're not trying to fuck up your marriage or anything, take your shot.
Yeah. See, I don't do that because I already got my woman, and especially if I'm drinking, because, you know, alcohol, I mean, you just never know what alcohol will tell you.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. But it's true. But at the same time, though, like, I don't know, like, I went with her to another concert, you know, and it was just platonic, just good fun, you know, like just somebody that I could actually enjoy a concert with. That was cool. You can't expect your partner to be 100% everything that you expect out of them. It's impossible.
Okay. I don't know, man. You got any more clips?
Of course. So, did you hear about this Waymo car that got pulled over?
What is it?
A Waymo car. So, this is like a self-driving car.
No.
Did you hear about this?
So, there was no driver or what?
Yeah, and it got pulled over by the cops.
Oh. All right, yeah, I want to hear about this.
All right.
Yeah, it stopped. It's a 92 Adam Sam, or a 92 Adam 2 Sam Paul, and there's no driver. Hi!
Connected to rider support. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Yeah, this is Officer Hines, Phoenix PD. So, your car here drove into oncoming lanes of traffic. Yeah, there's like a little bit of a construction area, and it went into opposing lanes of traffic, which is real bad.
So far? Yeah. I couldn't help but come over just out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there's a passenger or something.
No, like, you know the construction here?
Yeah.
It was, eastbound in the westbound lanes, which is real bad. Yeah. And then, so I light it up, and then it takes off through the intersection. Okay, yeah, I don't know if you're able to kind of, like, review the video or something.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So they didn't, they weren't able to, like, issue a citation? Because you cannot issue a citation to a vehicle with full fucking passenger.
Yeah, they should fucking outlaw motherfuckers from being on the road.
But the reason it happened in the defense of the AI is because the signage at the construction area was misleading. So this fucking vehicle was just trying to get out of Dodge City. So, I don't know. Just kind of interesting. I found it kind of funny. You know, like, how many more of these issues are we going to be finding? And then, did you know that there is another pedophile island right here on American soil?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right here in fucking Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah. North Fox Island in Michigan. It's named after you, brother.
Don't say that.
Visiting this place could get you killed. This is Pedophile Island, North Fox Island in Michigan. This island has an airstrip built on it by the pedophile owner that he used to fly children in and out of here back in the 1970s. We had a flight set up to get there with people that were local, and they canceled on us 2 days in a row. They even claimed that the runway was going to be too muddy. So instead of giving up, we found someone with a boat and we made our way out there. And guess what? Once we got out to the island, it wasn't muddy at all. Now, this ring was ran by a man named Francis Sheldon. And in these very rooms and cabins, multiple children were assaulted and photographed and videotaped while these assaults were happening. These videos and photos were then sold into pedophile rings all across America. And before Francis Sheldon could be arrested, he took off from this island on his private plane using this very airstrip, and he fled to Amsterdam. He was never arrested. In fact, only one guy was ever arrested connected to this ring, and he served 2 years in prison before getting out and assaulting another child. This pedophile ring is also closely tied to the Oakland County child killings, and we explored all of this in my newest documentary on YouTube. It's on there now if you want to watch.
Well, how far away is this?
Well, anything in Michigan is at least it's less than 3 miles away.
I think we should take our mics and go there.
Yeah, that was interesting that none of the locals wanted to facilitate.
All right, so they had locals that were supposed to go and then they backed out?
Yeah, they said that they reached out to locals to kind of like go and explore the island, and they backed out. They said that the field was going to be muddy,
and it wasn't.
And it wasn't because they took a boat instead of an airplane.
All right, me and you are going to go there, and we're going to fucking start kicking ass. Taking names. Yeah. Especially since it's called North Fox Island.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to change that fucking name. Either that or I'm going to kick all the fucking pedophiles off of that island. It's going to become a good island. All right.
And then, have you heard about these cell phones that the government is giving out?
You mean Obama phones?
No, these are Vortex phones. Check this shit out. Hold on. Let me share. These are phones that they're like giving out to people just for free. Like, and you'll see what I mean. It's a long clip, but we don't have to play it all, but you'll get the sense very early on.
What if I told you that our government was running some pay-to-play giant money laundering Ponzi scheme, selling and giving away free phones so that they could use those free phones to incentivize illegal immigrants and homeless people to vote or register to vote, or they get their contact information so they could put them on the voter rolls and then vote for them? Well, in 2024, those conspiracy theories, as Redacted says.
Well, we have a saying on this show that conspiracy theories are just 6-month spoiler alerts for what's to come.
In this video, you're going to watch me and Audra Morgan go undercover to Skid Row. If you're not following Audra Morgan, she goes by Eye of the Storm SD. We are going to buy cell phones from a street vendor who looks like he just got out of prison, might be homeless. Don't judge a book by its cover, but this doesn't look like a business savvy man who's out in the corner running a legit business. This looks like a money laundering operation being ran and funded by the Democrat Party. But I want to hear what you guys think. I'm going to walk you through how these cell phones are getting sold on eBay, Craigslist, Facebook, Messari, every internet marketplace outside of Amazon, which is the first red flag. So do me a huge solid. Smash that like button. Retweet this. Let's cram this video down the Democrats' throat, and let's make everybody in America realize how rot and corrupt our government is. Ready? Let's dive deep.
Oh, that beer looks good. Oh my God. Those pink yoga pants were not good.
It's kind of... How much? Or how do you get it free? Medicare?
ID and Medi-Cal card.
How much are they? $20? They got internet?
Internet.
And how do I renew minutes? You got to pay every time? For $20. And I get to pay cash? I don't have to give ID anything? No, let's do it.
All right. So I don't know if you heard what happened there.
Yeah, he's selling him a phone for $20, right?
And no renewal.
So it's just forever?
Forever.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I got 20 of them here now. Yeah, I do.
Why does he keep showing that beer? Drink that motherfucker.
How the heck are they so cheap?
This is the application fee for not having an ID.
No shit. Fuck yeah.
First thing I found on YouTube that we can see a SIM card for activation. You're all set.
Sick, bro. Thanks, man. God bless you. Oh, free phone with no ID.
Yeah, but why not? Like what you just said.
Now you could hear the lady in the background screaming, "Free phones, no ID, free phones, no ID."
So in one of our episodes a while ago, I talked about how the Biden administration is trying to incentivize immigrants into voting for him. You know, people, undocumented immigrants, into voting. Like, listen to that sentence. Well, this is the same shit.
But what she was saying there is Audra has her Medi-Cal card. So you heard them saying that. Those are the qualifications on how you qualify. Now, let me show you what's going on. And then I want to talk about why would a government be trying to put cell phones in the hands of, number one, every illegal immigrant that crosses that border, which since the Biden administration has taken office, that number is 52 million.
They agreed to the number was 22 million through an MIT Yale study.
Yeah, I spoke recently to some people at DHS, and they told me a minimum of 52 million people inside the country who are individuals that were not born.
Correct.
In
foreign
the United
nationals.
States. Foreign nationals.
52 million. Now you mix that 52 million with the 37.9 million Americans that lived in poverty in 2022. So if you go over to Tablet Monkey and check out this website, how to apply for a free government phone in 2024. And if you scroll down here, you can see a list of requirements. So there's two different ways to qualify. One is income-based criteria. Number two, you have program-centric qualification criteria. Another method for qualifying is by participating in the government programs listed below. Tribal land, so all Indians are now getting free phones. Free public housing and assistance, FPHA. You get your veterans benefits. You get your supplemental nutrition and assistance program, your SNAP, your SSI. And then there's your Medicaid, and Medi-Cal card. Now, if you're taking a look at the gentleman here on the screen, and you're taking a look at the pop-up tent, you're taking a look at the location, this is downtown Skid Row, which is made up by a vast majority of homeless people living on the streets. It's a perfect location to go set up a pop-up tent like that. They have boxes and boxes of these phones. So why would our government be giving out free phones to homeless Americans, to poverty-stricken Americans? All right, folks. So now the question you have to ask yourself is, how the hell is somebody like this out on a corner like that selling and giving away free phones? What's in it for them?
I mean, that it goes on. It's a longer video, but I mean, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I might be able to get a free phone.
Yeah, I want one of those. Yeah.
That reminds me back when my mom was still alive. All right, so like when I moved up here, my son moved in with my parents. And you know, he's my son, man, he never got his shit together. His mom was a piece of shit, and, you know, he's in prison right now. But, you know, he was always, like, taking the easy way out. You know what I'm saying? And my mom always picked on him. And so, like, you know, he was, like, what? He was probably, like, at the time this happened, so he was probably, like, 18, 20 years old. And so I came home to visit one time. And my mom's like, "Hey, show your dad your Obama phone." And she, you know, he's like, "Come on, Grandma." It's like, "Ah, show him." And so I'm like, "Oh, wow, man." I said, "I paid for my phone."
Poor guy.
Yeah. That's the way it is, man. He just never got his shit together. I don't know if he ever will.
Definitely pray for him. And for those of us that still need to work on ourselves.
Right, right. Everybody does.
Yeah.
We can all get better.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I think we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah. It's been like 2 fucking hours of nonsense. Right? We've been fucking bullshitting for 2 hours about nothing. Jesus Christ. Christ Almighty.
Hey, did you see that picture of that fan I sent you?
Fan?
Yeah.
No.
Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to do.
I can't remember.
It was in like a chat thing that we have.
I'm lost. I got no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
I want to share the screen and show you.
All right, he's bringing it up, people. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, it's all good. But
can't find it.
That's the girl that I went to that concert with.
I know, you showed me that, dummy.
Yeah.
Is that?
And then, this is another lady. Buckeye Cable System showed up, and dude, I was fucking fucked up.
Man, you were taking pictures with the Buckeye Cable lady? You're a fucking pervert.
I gave her mushrooms.
For real?
Yeah.
She's like a foot taller than you.
I know, that's what I loved about it.
All right. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up before I get in trouble.
I don't even think I'm going to drop this episode.
You got to drop it.
Drop it like it's hot.
If there's an episode that needs to be dropped, it's this one.
You're out of your fucking mind. All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. We're everywhere.
Any gripes or bitches, fuck y'all. But I love you.
Nah, we love all the listeners. I especially love the rage listeners that send hate mail. Because I'm going to talk shit about you the very next episode, and I imagine you like slamming your head into your cubicle. In rage. Ooh! Alright. This episode was a disaster.
A beautiful disaster.
All right. Get a hold of us at call in and leave a voicemail. 31 Flu Frog 6, as in the Wuhan flu. FLU. China. All right, people. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time. Probably tomorrow.
Maybe.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.